You only need to glimpse it a few times to gather that Northern California's Smith River is a very special stream. It goes beyond the sapphire color of the waters and the gorgeous surroundings. The Smith is the rare river that has no dam on it. It truly is largely untouched. And there have been multiple moves in recent years to make sure no mechanical encroachment changes the character of the river. The state of Oregon's Environmental Quality Commission just labeled the North Fork of the Smith on the Oregon side outstanding resource water. Let's find out what that means and what protection it affords. Four guests join us. Grant Werschkel is with the Smith River Alliance. Hi, Grant.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Excellent intro.
Well, thanks. Deborah Sturdivant is with us as well. She petitioned for the outstanding resource water designation. Hi, Deborah.
Good morning.
Aaron Borok is with us. He's a water quality standards specialist for the Department of Environmental Quality, which serves under the Environmental Quality Commission. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
And I believe we have Gordon Lyford with us as well, who's a certified water rights examiner in Oregon. Hi, Gordon.
Hi, Jeffrey. I was actually the petitioner.
Oh, okay. I got two petitioners then. Grant, let's start with you. Tell us about the general concerns with the North Fork of the Smith.
Well, I would actually start with, you know, your excellent lead-in about what a remarkable resource it is. I mean, it's got all those amazing superlatives. Great, very secure salmon, steelhead, and trout populations. It's very wilderness-like in that part of the basin. And the conservation protections across the Smith have been happening since the late 1920s with some of those ancient redwoods being purchased and added into Redwood National and State Parks. But the part of the basin, the North Fork, is especially pristine, as you noted, and so very, very worthy of outstanding resource water designation.
And so, Aaron, give us an idea of what the designation of outstanding resource water means.
So, that's
for Aaron Borok, yeah.
Yeah. Under the Clean Water Act, there are certain rules that apply to waters, anti-degradation rules. And under those rules, there are three tiers. There's a lower tier for waters that don't meet standards, a tier for waters that do meet standards, and then there's this outstanding resource water tier that really provides special protection that says there should be no degradation to water quality in these waters that states designated as outstanding resource waters. So it's really the highest protection that the Clean Water Act can provide for water quality.
Okay, so it's the exceeds, really, of the three. Then you have it does not meets the standards and really exceeds the standards is what the outstanding resource water is?
Yeah, and it's really for those special places in the country, including the Smith River.
And how long has the designation been around? This is the first river in the Northwest, I understand.
The rules for outstanding resource waters have been around for many years, but no, as you said, there are no states in the Northwest that have designated these rivers as such. There are other states that have several, and we're just the first one here in the Northwest.
So, Gordon, give us an idea of where you moved then, how the idea developed to go ahead and petition for the outstanding resource water designation.
Well, I started looking into the Clean Water Act and reading the rules, the state rules, and the Clean Water Act, of course, is a federal law. The rules for the different three tiers of water have been around for a quarter century, and I noticed that the outstanding resource water as part of the spectrum of three had not been implemented yet. So in also reading some other rules, I saw that it's possible for a citizen to petition a state commission, and the state would have 90 days to respond. So I, and with the help of others, wrote up a petition. We started in 2015 in February writing a letter to the DEQ and the Environmental Quality Commission saying, well, it would be a good idea to name the North Fork Smith an outstanding resource water. And they looked at the letter favorably and replied to us in March of 2015 and said, well, maybe we can deal with it in the triennial review during 2015. Well, agencies get busy and there's emergencies and budgets, so nothing happened during 2015 as could have. But so then I decided, okay, in December I'll pull together a petition under the rules that allow citizen petitions to force the issue, but that puts the burden on the petitioner to come up with the data and the reports and all the information and stuff. So I submitted that to the DEQ and the EQC in January of 2016, but then I soon withdrew it for two reasons. One was to better work with the timing with the DEQ on the 90 days, the starting of the 90 day, and also to put in the full rule language instead of just a new rule. So the petition was modified and then submitted in February, and that started the February 23rd, 2016. That started the clock ticking, the 90-day clock. So then we went before the Environmental Quality Commission after comment that Deborah and others had gathered in April, and the commission ruled to go forward with rulemaking. And so then throughout 2016 and early 2017, rule advisory committees were formed and information was gathered, and the DEQ had to do a report, which led up to the hearing just recently on July 13th, where the full EQC approved 5-0 the outstanding resource water designation. So basically, I was working within rules that had not been implemented.
All right, Deborah.
It was a pleasure working with the staff of DEQ.
All right, and you mentioned Deborah. I got the relationship backwards. She was sort of on the other end of things at DEQ. And so, Deborah, it sounds like you had to do a lot of things you hadn't done before at DEQ to be able to figure out how to proceed.
Yeah, this was a new one for us. It was a pleasure to work on it. We had not had an ORW designated, and so the petition, and we don't get a lot of citizen petitions for rulemaking, but this one was one that was put together really well, and so when we took it to the commission, they said to move forward with it.
So Gordon and Company made it pretty easy for you, it sounds like.
They did.
We are talking about the designation of the North Fork Smith River on the Oregon side as outstanding resource water by the Oregon Department or the Oregon Environmental Quality Commission, which oversees the Department of Environmental Quality. Deborah Sturtevant and Aaron Borok work for the DEQ. Grant Werschkel's with Smith River Alliance. Gordon Lyford is the petitioner. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about the Smith River and its many great qualities and what this protection does. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Grant, there have been lots of concerns in recent years about mining activity and other things that might have had an effect on the water quality in the Smith. Was that a specific concern with the North Fork Smith on the Oregon side?
Absolutely. I think that there's no question that the proposals by an offshore, you know, not even on this continent, a mining corporation really brought a lot of deserved attention to how important the North Fork Smith in Oregon is. And so I think there's no question, Jeffrey, that helped. And, you know, the water agencies here, the agencies that deliver water in Del Norte County and the downstream, super attentive to this issue. And then even at a higher level, the state legislature, both the Senate and the Assembly, California, passed a resolution. It was Senator McGuire initiated it, our state senator. And that was passed by both the houses, you know, recommending the protection of the North Fork Smith. And so then you had all the other agencies like the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, Redwood National and State Park. You know, everybody was paying very, very close attention to this. So you're right on. It was very influential, I think, in people paying attention. And then that led to thousands of people commenting and lots of national, state, and regional organizations working on it too. So it was, in a way, I guess you might say it was somewhat of a perfect storm.
You've had to make friends in high places in both state capitals, though, it sounds like.
Well, I think that's right. And I think that your lead-in about how deserving and worthy the Smith River is and then the North Fork being a vulnerable reach, I think it really reflects the fact that there's a very, very large constituency that goes well beyond these states in terms of, you know, protecting in the long term what we all have recognized as somewhat of almost a reference river. You know, it's not pristine, it's not perfect, but it's about as good as we get right now. And these days when there's so much pressure on these natural resources, it's so, so very important to have place that you can go to and you go, wow, this is what it looked like when our Native American partners were only here. You know what I mean? And you get those views. And going to the North Fork Smith in Oregon, you can see that. I mean, landscapes that in many cases largely unchanged, water quality just extraordinary.
So for Deborah Sturtevant or Aaron Borok at DEQ, what has to happen now? What sorts of activities have changed upon the North Fork of Smith River, or what protections exist on lands adjacent to the waters of the North Fork Smith that didn't exist before?
This is Aaron. So the rules that were adopted by the commission say that we're not allowed to permit any activities that would discharge into waters of the Smith River. So, you know, there really aren't any activities that are occurring now, but there are certain things such as suction dredge mining that hasn't been occurring that can't occur. In addition, other activities that would lower water quality, including, any timber harvesting or mining that would degrade water quality would not be allowed in the Smith River. That's not to say that no activities could occur. It's just that any activities that would lower water quality couldn't occur.
All right, so no discharge of any kind or no change in the water quality caused by those activities.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Gordon Lyford, now that this has been done with the North Fork Smith River, are there other reaches of the headwaters of the Smith that are being viewed as possible candidates for the outstanding resource water? Because it's not just an Oregon thing, right?
Well, no, and that's an important issue, is that, you know, the mining was, I think, the catalyst for this action. But I think the outstanding values of the North Fork Smith River stand on their own and deserve the protection just by themselves. I was up in the area swimming in the North Fork Smith River just 10 days ago. It's just so beautiful with the botanical gardens hanging from the walls of the canyons, you know, the fens of the Darlingtonian fens. This is water that you can dive into and swallow. It's so clean. Hmm. And one important thing is it's a border crossing stream, which, you know, has a lot of ramifications for both California and Oregon. I think part of the Clean Water Act says that an upstream state cannot pollute a downstream state's water. And you have a lot of drinking water from Gaski, Hiuchi, Redwood Park, Crescent City coming out of the Smith River. But I think, you know, this protects the entire North Fork Smith River in Oregon, you know, for water quality. There are other protections, you know, for the land, like the wilderness and the wild and scenic river, but those are land protections. And this is, you know, is complementary to those protections. This protects the water. It's kind of like a wilderness protection for water. But across the state, there's probably other, you know, headwater streams that could be protected. And right now, the DEQ has a triennial review with comments open until August 15th. And so other people can suggest other pristine rivers, you know. So these are waters that are so pristine they should not be degraded.
So, Deborah, would you tell us what the comment period is about and how people should organize their comments and address them?
Sure. Yeah, we have what we call a triennial review that just means that right now we have open for public comment for folks to tell us any water quality standards related issues that they would like us to address over the next 3 years. So that would be potentially additional outstanding resource water designations or water quality standards that they think need to be updated based on science, new science, or clarifications, any gaps in our standards. And just to explain, the water quality standards are basically the goals for our waters. So what water quality parameters should we be striving for to protect fish or to protect people's ability to swim and recreate in the waters? So right now it's open for comments on anything that people want to tell us they think should be a priority for us to work on over the next few years. We have some of our own suggested priorities for that on our website that people can look at to get started and get their thoughts going. And that comment period is open until August 14th or 15th.
14th, okay. Okay, we'll make sure we find the correct link to that page and link it to the page about this this particular discussion on our website at jeffexchange.org. Grant Werschkel, why is the Smith so untouched? Is it just too remote? Is it just too hard to get to? Is that why it's succeeded in being sort of out of the way and pristine this long?
I think that's a big part of it. If you did have a major population area, you know, over the divide into the next watershed, you know, a San Francisco or a Portland, it would not be what it is. There's no question that the remoteness has helped it. The second thing is most of the mid and upper basin is public land. That also helps in terms of, you know, that conversion or development pressure that you would have in other places. So I'm sure that makes sense to you. And then, you know, over the years, as it was remote and populations, the salmon and steelhead were remaining solid, there have been layers of conservation and protection provided to it because people recognized, wow, this is something very special. We're not seeing this, you know, in the valley. We're not seeing this in mid-California. We need to do something to protect it.
Is there a next page for protection, Grant?
Well, I think it's just following through and seeing that the various laws and policies are implemented. And then it's stewardship and providing funding to really support these public agencies to do what they're supposed to do. That's a big lift. That might be an interesting future topic, Jeffrey.
All right. We'll certainly come back and talk about this again, I'm sure, because the Smith River is always of interest, and obviously not just in our region. We're talking about the outstanding resource water designation for the waters of the North Fork of the Smith with Grant Werschkel from the Smith River Alliance, Deborah Sturtevant and Aaron Borok from the Department of Environmental Quality. It's the Environmental Quality Commission that approved this, and Gordon Lyford, who petitioned the EQC for all this. Thank you all for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you.